You know, appreciate y'all. Everybody out there listening, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Hello, hello, everybody out there doing. It's your boy ECZ, you know what I'm saying? Easy out here. It's easy out here. How we getting rocking and going, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, get my mic right. There we go. So, you know, today was a very interesting day, if I may say so myself. My bad. I'm just trying to get my mic right. This mic right here. This stand just doesn't want to just do it. The stand ain't standing. I just had it right, but you know how things want to go when you go on. All right, there we go. So, yeah, today where I work at, you know, I work in, like, you know, it's the trenches. I ain't going to lie. It's the hood. It's a little rough out there in some areas, if I may say so. It's a little rough in some areas, I might say so myself. It gets pretty rough out there, right? So, working out there in that environment, you know, it's just, you see things, you hear things, and you just, you know, just walking around in your area, you're like, oh, snap, you know, you just peep things and all that stuff, right? So, long story short, I just want to tell y'all that crackheads are persistent, they have powers. But you can learn something from them, man. It's a life lesson. There's a life lesson, all this. And this is what I'm going to tell you. So today while I was walking around, you know, because my job, you know, we get downtime, whatever. So I'm just walking around chilling. It was the perfect setup right here. My bad, I'm trying to spark my joint, y'all. Smoke vibes with Eli. But basically, while we're working, you know, we get a little downtime and stuff, right? And so fact that we chilling, we down, right? Game time. But I'm about to go on my little lap like I normally do, go on my little laps. So I take my little lap, I'm walking around, and earlier when I was on my way to work, a crackhead asked me for some change, right? Phones in, you know, at that time I was trying to change my song, so I low-key heard him. I felt bad, but I was like, bro, I don't got my car. If you crackhead out there, get Cash App if you can, or get some type of resource where people can just send you some bread, bro, because nobody carrying cash nowadays. I'm sorry. Straight up, but nobody carrying cash. I'm sorry. That's just what it is, bro. I'm sorry. Anyways, though, so we there chilling. I'm just there chilling, and I'm talking. He lets him talk. I was like, hey, man, I got to go to work. So I leave. So on my way, I'm working. I'm walking. And some things came to me. And what I want to tell y'all is that what came to me, I was walking, is like, when you start something, like, don't, we're at an age where I'm 26. So this is for my people out there, 18, into 30, 40. Shit, this is for life. This is for life in general. If you out there and, like, don't get caught, if you fail, you might, you're gonna get made fun of, bro. I'm sorry. When you start something, you're gonna have all that joy, that excitement, right? Mm-hmm. For instance, when I started this podcast thing, right, I'm still, you know, still getting my feet wet in it. But when I started it, I had people laugh. I had this. I had that bad lighting, bro. What the hell? I still, you know, I'm still trying. I'm still going, but ain't gonna stop me, right? Anyways, you're gonna get laughed at. You know why you're gonna get laughed at? Because 9 in 10, you're gonna suck at it. You know, when you first start something, you might be decent, or you're not the best that you're gonna be, right? You're not your top percent. You're not your full potential. So since you're not your full potential, you're gonna suck at it. People are gonna laugh. People are gonna critique you, and they're gonna just down you. That's where you get haters from. That's where you do. You're like, man, like, people are just evil people out there. We all know this. So since you know you got evil people out there with bad negative intentions, you gotta just avoid that. Anyway, that's a whole other separate top conversation. Anyways, you're gonna suck at something. You know, when I first started, I was in my room, in my closet, with a black blanket or sheet behind me as like a background drop. You know, I still ain't got no crazy background. You know, I'm in my room right now. I got my paintings and everything, stuff like that. People with other paintings, that, you know, shout out Markayla for the paintings and everything. But you know, it's just like, just those things where I'm over here and I'm like, I'm just like, okay. You're on this trail. You got to be persistent, but you're going to get knocked up because people are going to go against you. Embrace that. Understand that. Boom. So this is where you got to embrace it for now and keep practicing. Keep persistent. You got to have, I hate to say it, you got to have that, you got to have the power of the crackhead energy, man. So, like, look, this is where it comes together. So as I'm walking, and I'm like, man, you know, I'm trying to reach people. I want to really try to have, you know, get bigger guests, get a better setup. I want to open my horizon. I want to have like a better, more broader brand, you know, this and that. And I'm like, man, how am I going to do all this? I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to have I got my vision board, my CEO board. I got to have all this stuff. I'm just like, man, how am I going to get this stuff? And I was like, thinking about it, the crackhead, when I was walking back to the, on my lunch break, the same crackhead in the same red jumpsuit asked me again for change. And I'm like, dude, I know it ain't that been that long. I know you ain't even seen that many people. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I know for a fact. So I know for a fact you saw, you see me, we had a conversation, man. Like, you know, I ain't got it, baby. I'm broke, baby. Nah, but I ain't got it. But the same crackhead, same homeless, crackhead, no, I don't think he's doing drugs or anything, homeless, you know, where I grew up from, that's what he's calling. All right, we just hate to say it, we categorize, call a spade, it is what it is. But anyways, the same homeless man crackhead that was out there, right, the same one that was out there, asked me again for change. And I'm just like, yo, this man's persistent. Like, he's really consistent with it. And think about it, I'm all right, if it hit me at that moment, I had like a eureka moment. I'm like, yo, if you apply this same energy, Eli, into just doing one thing out of just one task, that same energy, you're going to see results. It's only a matter of time. You're going to get it. So, like, that same crackhead, what does a crackhead do when they wake up? They ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing. What could they say? Nothing. They ain't got no money. They ain't got no crib. They ain't got no car. They ain't got no phone. Some do got a phone. But most of them don't. You know what I'm saying? I seen a guy whip out a phone and it was playing music. It was crazy. I was like, all right, you ain't homeless, bro. But he stashed with some change. So, hey, I don't know what going on. But anyways. But, you got to be persistent. When you first start something, apply it with crackhead energy. And I know it sounds like, well, what he's talking to me sounds crazy. But you got to. Because a crackhead, when they wake up, it's survival for them. It's either, look, I'm a wake, I'm a eat, or I'm a star. And they, you know, I'm gonna get high or I'm not. So it's either gonna get what you want or you're not. And that's the thing. But the thing is, we start something, right? We start something, and we just don't stay persistent or consistent. We don't give it that crackhead energy that it needs. And it hit me. I'm like, yo, Eli, if you just stay practicing this, stay having guests, stay staying consistent, you're gonna eventually grow this brand you have. You're gonna eventually, your idea is gonna blossom. It's gonna manifest something more. Which is very true. It will. So, like, for instance, you're working out, you're trying to gain weight. If you just stay, cause if you focus on just working out, if you're trying to gain weight and don't go out doing so much cardio, you know what I'm saying? This is common sense. Like, all right, if I'm working up, I'm running more, I'm running a lot, just as amount, am I really going to really see a result or a gain that fast? You're not, because what you put on, you're just putting out even more because you're running for like 3 miles, you know? That's remedial, that's backwards. So, if you just focus that same crack in it just hit me, man. I was like, man, like, that's like the only. Like, the people who hate, like, so it's like this. It's like the people who say no to crack is like your haters, you know what I'm saying? Like, the ones like, all right, like, you know, you ain't got to give your crack, you ain't got to give that person money. You ain't got to give them money at all. It's your money, it's your time. But listen, you know you got a buck, you know you got a dollar, and you know you got a job, you're up. You can give this man, this person, this woman a dollar, you know what I'm saying? But not, it's like, that's your hater. You know they got a dollar to spare. They got $10 to spare. It's like the little quote, the little viral thing that went around. All right, if you got $100, or if you're a man or a woman, and your friends for $5, but you don't get $100 to spare, are you gonna give them $5? Or give them the full $100, or you gonna give them more? Like, how much you gonna, like, some people are like, oh, that's $5, only needs $5, but somebody, hey man, you be asking for like food or something, you know, here's $20, $30, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like. If you know you got dollars spare, you can't give a dollar, bro. You just a hater. I'm sorry. You just on G game. You just really just out here just hating. Cause like, if you know you can spare more, give, you know, feed people, water their flowers around you, water their seed. They might just need that little boost, that little push. And then that push might push them to the next biggest thing. And then just because you help them give that push, they won't forget that. But they better not forget that. Hopefully they don't, you know, niggas cool, but they ain't real. But, those who are making fun of you, laughing at you, clowning, those who do that are just projecting negatively. They're simply insecure. Like, they're throwing their doubts into your, like, they're now your insecurities are throwing doubts in your own mind, and now you're like, oh, you know, such and such said this, or they said that. It's like, yo, bump them, man. For real, forget about them. What they gonna do for you? What are they gonna do for you? The only thing guaranteed in life is what is death. Hate to say it. You come out to the world to a family, you go down by yourself. This is the way a circle of life is. You know there's a thing called whale dives? We know what whale dives are. I'm weird. I just know, like, just random fun fact. You can Google this too. This is a fun fact. When a whale, when whales are dying, right? This is crazy. When a whale is, some whales are, like, they're too deep, or like they just are so old or dying, they can't resurface for oxygen. You know, whales got to come up every now and then. So, you know, as a whale is going up, you know, might not make it. Or Will like, no, I'm not gonna make it. So as it's going on, my bike, hey, I'm gonna hold this L. The Will just, it just drops and it drops and it drops. It eventually can't drop no tickets to the bottom of the seabed. But the thing is, when the whale dies, it's so nutrient, it's so healthy, it starts a whole ecosystem in the bottom where it lands. That's crazy, right? So everything that whale was just eating gets back. It just comes down and gets back into a circle of life. So my thing is, when I said, go back to my point earlier, if you think, if you, I kind of forgot my point. I ain't going to cap, my bad. But if you, if my point was, oh, okay, come back. If you can go back, I'm saying, but it correlates because you have, think like the whale in a sense, like you're only guaranteed that. So if you, when you do die, when you do, when you're guaranteed those things, why not, when you're on this life, make your life a purpose, you know, have like a purpose, you know, give yourself a meaning, you know, we're not that important as like, because when you die, you know, you don't go with nothing, you know, look what a whale does. A whale gives his last itself, you know, probably what it took in his life. So what you take in his life, make sure you give back down the road. So hopefully people are feeding you, or the people who are speaking good or putting positivity into you, they are, you know, you give back in return. Because, you know, the only way you're going to get to the top is with a team around you. You got to have people around you to get there. But don't sit here and have a fear or feel like you don't have a deeper purpose. You have a deeper purpose here. It's just a matter of when you find it's going to go crazy, like it's going to be fireworks. It's going to go crazy. And it's going to happen. It's gonna happen. I'm probably gonna happen. It's gonna go crazy. You're gonna love it here when it happens. It's a matter of time. I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time. When you have that time, you know, you'll find it, whether you find it or not. But when to find that time, you got to be ready for it, to accept that time. You're gonna have a time where it's just gonna be you and them, but just you. You're gonna be isolated, and that's what you're gonna feel. Like you're gonna have that moment. Okay, this is the idea. When the idea comes, don't think it's crazy, don't think it's taboo, don't think like, oh, this is, you know, this is only some of them people do, or them, you know. No, everything's out there. It's free game. It's out there. It's free game. You just gotta go get it. You gotta get your money to go get it. No, but you just gotta go get it, for real. But when you go get it, when you start getting more and more, it's gonna start coming easier. So basically, don't let those first thoughts get you. Like, nothing starts off top. Like, you know, for instance, like Jeff Bezos, when he first started, you know, like, so back to my, so the crackhead energy, when these people, these, you see these millionaires, when they became millionaires at certain ages, certain points of life, they were like, I say this, they're like almost like a crackhead. Elon Musk, he rented out a little, like a little small, like, studio, he said, real, real tiny, and he changed that to like a whole, like, office. He said him and his girlfriend slept in their garage. It came like a small, like, little, like, garage, he said, like, you can't put a car in there, it's more like a storage area, pretty much, but where he lived, that was like a garage. Anyways, they slept in there, and it had no AC, it had no heat, so it'd be cold. So they got a space in there. He lived like that in a small thing in an office. He pretty much slept in his office like that for a long time with his girl at the time. Eventually, they married, but they didn't work out. But that's the grind. He had nothing. He said, I literally had nothing, but I just invested everything into my brand, into my skill, my craft, and look where he's at now. All right, the richest man in the world. Same with Jeff Bezos. He said that he moved out to, you know, he talked to some people in Cali. He moved out there because he had this brand going, and, you know, he said it was started off small. And he was like, yo, I have this, and it's funny how that name came up, because when that name came up, it was more so like I forgot the original name, but it was like, nah, it's not going to work out. And he changed it. That's when Amazon popped up. But he was trying to get names out there. And he said, yo, Cali's a good spot. Slide to Cali. But these people, my point is, these people had not, they were on their last leg. They were in crackhead mode. They were in survival mode. It was either A, this what my dream is going to work, or B, I'm about to just be on my ass. Men, my men out there, it's going to be a point in time where all you can have is your dick in your hand. That's it. Pick your dick up and go. Walk. Do not give up. Keep going. You got to pick your shit up and walk with it. Women out there, you're going to be numb, but just sit on your hands. Sit on your ass. Your ass is going to get flat. You want a fat booty? Get up off of it. You got to go get it. Once you have that idea, just go and don't get discouraged by what's gonna come. Cause I'm telling you, you're gonna be horrible at it. If you go to my YouTube channel right now, I don't have. I'm still starting. I'm still doing it. I don't have many views on there. I'm not discouraged, but I'm just still doing it. I didn't get lazy at one point. I just got to the point in time where I had stuff going. I had to really, you know, organize and micromanage like myself. You know, how to get people around me kind of who were really investing in this craft in the same, you know, area that I have of hobbies in. We now here I am, we're getting it. But I'm My thing is this, I see this goal of mine, and now I don't have to see, like, I'm not at a point where I'm about to say, you know, I'm gonna put my last and just hope and pray. Like, just not hope and pray. I'm gonna put my last and just go. But what I am gonna do is I'm gonna put this energy that I have and invest and put that time in it and really create something and go with this craft and go with what I love and pursue what you do. So if you're out there, you want to start that clothing line, you want to start this, you know, you'll say you're good with your hands, you're good with how to make repair phone screens, but everybody needs that. Like, my phone screen's cracked right now. I'm pissed as hell. Like, I'm salty, but it's what it is. Like, damn. But you see, almost there's a name that, find out, like, chances are something you like, you can make a necessity. You know what I'm saying? Your hobby, you try to make a necessity. Something you like, it could be a hobby something you just enjoy to do. You can make it to a point where, man, I need that. And that's how you get people. You know, that's why some people got rich. You need a cell phone nowadays, but at one point, you can do things out of cell. You do a lot of cell phone. You know, you can have a Mac and you just rock off the Mac. It's a Mac, but you know, it's cheaper than a cell phone, some cell phones nowadays, you know. So I'm just saying, you gotta know how to just go with which one without, but you gotta know which one to invest in, which one you know, which one you invest in, what time with. And I just hope that everybody out there keeps investing their time, and just when you have that energy, when you have that idea, when you have that crackhead mode, it's gonna happen. You have that itch, that, oh my God, you get that jittery feeling. All your sensations are tingling. You're stimulating. You know, your mind is just gone because you feel like you just struck rich. You know what I'm saying? And then boom, just keep pursuing. But you're gonna have people laugh. You're gonna have people just clown. You're gonna have, because they're just it's insecure a lot. When somebody laughs at something that you're doing that you like, its chances are it's like they like it too. But they it's something that you do, and you get the confidence to do. You know? That's all it is. Look at them two white boys. That the island boy, you know what I'm saying? That song. Everybody was calling them. Now look at it. They're having shows. I seen them all over social. They're having shows. They're having little pop-up events. They're on social. They're on app. Like, you know, they're showing like their shows getting promoted on like platforms that play music. I'm like, what? Like, apparently they do make music, but I guess that song was really taken serious. I'm still mind blown. But anyways, yeah. So if these people can get this type of idea and go with it and make people eat it up, why can't you? They made that a want. You know, they kept that someone going. The world works very funny, and that you guys, we all have a deeper purpose, and y'all gotta just pursuing it. You just gotta have that crackhead moment. We have that crackhead moment, it's gonna go crazy. I'm telling you, it's gonna go crazy, and it's gonna catch, it's gonna click, and it's gonna stick. And it may seem corny at first, but then it's gonna hit back later. It's gonna go viral. It's gonna go big, or it's gonna not even go viral. It's just gonna populate. Because a lot of, you can do things behind closed doors. You can have a mass crowd. Just because it's not being posted all over the world, it's not being posted on your platform, doesn't mean that you're not succeeding off of it. You're not becoming successful off of it. You're not happy off of it. You're not finding, you know, your net. You know, you just because it's not, or you just because it's not seen, doesn't mean you're not producing. You're not getting results. That's all it is. You know what's happening behind closed doors, really happens around you all the time. You know you. So when you're on that path, when you have that idea, you're on that path. Who cares? Such and such laughing, or they said this, or people are saying that, or it didn't go the way you wanted, but it still got this. It still went this way. It just didn't go the way you want it. Doesn't mean you sit here and take their ways in and fold and confine and become and just take in what they say, because you got your path, you got your goal, you're on the right path, you're on the right mission. Nobody can knock you off of that. Just stick with it. It's that simple. Just have that crack camo. You gotta be just had a little moment. I tell people that, I'd be like, look, man, sometimes they'd be, I'm like, look at a crackhead. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, look at a crackhead. I'm like, they really just have one thing to survive is, I gotta get this. I gotta get this. And 9 out of 10 times they do it because they spend that time. Just because you have a 9 to 5 doesn't mean you cannot work somewhere else. Or when you get off, you can't keep pursuing. You easily can. Why couldn't you? You can easily pursue off of that. There's nothing saying that you can't do that. You can't pursue off of, you know, when you get off of work or you do something else. That's your time. You got that. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. That's how you get down. That's your free time. So I'm gonna leave right here with this. When y'all find something and y'all get something, keep going and keep working hard with it. Keep pursuing with it. Keep going for it. Keep eating at it. Eat up that. What they say? Eat up the drip. Eat it up and keep fighting, and keep going. That's all it is, really. It's nothing like you. It's not like you're sitting here and you know, you can't think of something right now that can make you some money or that can make you happy. Besides, you know, that doesn't involve like, I guess, a drug or like a crutch. Like it's something that's like a positive, like something like working out, you know. And you can make if you're a person that works out, you can easily start like a training. But like my brother's doing that, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Mike, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Birthday boy, he's out here. He's starting his whole like training business, you know. He's getting a license and everything. He started off working with people that he knows. They're like, yeah, I know you're in shape. You're really good at doing what you do. Boom, easily, you know. And then when you get certified, become legit. Boom, you get in there. You take off from that. It's all around us. You know what I'm saying? But he, of course, you know, he posts his workout videos. He be taking me up sometimes. Yo, Eve, like, you know, I'm not really getting this. Or, you know, people kind of just say, like, yo, why you look like this? Or, bro, you're working out. That's not for them, you know? That's all it is. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. You ain't gonna please everybody. It's what's gonna happen. It comes with the territory. But you know what you're putting into what you're doing at the end of the day, what you're putting out to. So just keep doing that. And keep getting those results. Keep getting those results behind closed doors. So, in today's little podcast episode, we covered a pretty good amount. But like I said, have that crack of energy when you have your damn goal, man. When you have your idea, have that same energy. Like, look, when you really want something, I'm like my man out there. If you want some kitty cat, you apply pressure, don't you? You go all out, right? You do this, you do that, right? He might have all the jewels. He put all the drip. Why don't you do that on, invest in that on something you like? Women. Women. When a man pursues you. I ain't gonna get into that. Got him. That's a whole nother time. No. But everybody out there, when you have the idea for real, just have that same energy. Apply pressure the same way. Apply pressure. Get what you want. That do as thou will in the book of law, in the book of land. Do as thou will. Shout out Crowley right there with that, Cali. But like I said, like I got my podcast, we all are stars. We all have all the stars out there in the universe, you know, that's above us, the ones in the water above us. All that energy out there is in us. It's in our bodies, in our bones. We're made up of it. We're one of it. So we're a part of the universe. So keep that same light that shines out there. Don't nobody kill your light and keep shining, y'all. Keep tapping in. More to come. Love you, love.